What'd you get there? Can I use a napkin, please?
A napkin.
What I like to do is, if you blow it out until you get to the yolk, and then shake it. See, by then a lot of it's emptied out, so when you shake it, it gets real liquidy. Ronnie, were there any returns on yet?
Oh, it's much too early.
They almost
never have anything before the 10 o'clock news comes on.
Yeah, usually their turns start, say, an hour after the post. So now that yolk's so liquidy, it's dripping out.
Betsy?
Yeah.
Oh, this is Kay Hopper. Good, I'm glad you're home.
Yeah.
We were just talking to the kids about tomorrow night, realizing that we have a conflict. Robert and I have something that we need to go to with his department tomorrow night. And we can get the kids to church. Yeah. We can arrange it around, probably drop them off about 7 and pick them up about 9:30, but we'll be out in between. And I just thought I'd give you a call and see if you knew if there might be anybody in our neighborhood. As I look on here on the list from the phone numbers, it doesn't look like there's anybody very close.
Who's on for tomorrow night?
Oh, isn't it everybody?
No, it's half and half. Do you have that letter?
Just a second.
I tell you, I'll be at a vestry meeting and I can drop them off, but I may not be through until 9.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'm really not out of my way.
Where are you now?
Well, I'm out off of Bee Caves, but it's really not bad to go, you know, Barton Springs.
Well, how long do you think the kids thing will be?
That's hard to say, because I don't know how many they're calling. I would say about an hour.
Oh, we won't be through that early, I know.
Maybe more. Do they have homework?
Yeah.
They can take if they get through till I'm, you know, I think I'll be through by 9.
Gee, well, I hate
is
to
hear. Is Carissa down for?
Okay, I've got it in front of me. No, it doesn't look like she is. It says Brian and
Tuesday night.
Oh, that's. Let's see. No, Carissa is on with them. I didn't realize it was Monday and Tuesday, as I see now. Yeah, Brian, Christine, and Carissa are all on tomorrow night.
Okay, well, see, she's got to be there anyway, so I'd be glad to bring them home if you don't mind them coming home when you're not there.
Oh, well, no, I hate to see you go out of your way. How far out of your way is
it's
it?
It's not that far.
Isn't it? Sure, well, I know we can get them there. If you could bring them home, that would take a load off my mind. Then
let's just plan on doing that, and if I say it may be 9 before I'm through with my part of the vestry.
Yeah, well, that'd be fun. We're not likely to be through, I'll bet, until at least 9:30.
Okay,
it might even
that way you all don't have to rush.
And don't have to worry about them.
Right.
Yeah, that would make me uneasy.
Okay,
well, that's great. Thank you very much, Betsy. Okay, bye-bye.
Good afternoon. For your real estate needs, call an ERA real estate broker. Austin Board of Realtors time, 3:38. The Austin area weather, partly cloudy today, partly cloudy, and little temperature change tonight. Temperature 67.
Hello?
Mary Lise?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, this is Kay. How are you?
I'm fine.
Oh, good. Missed getting to talk with you this morning. I just, yeah, you were going out, I guess, when we were coming in.
Yeah.
Is your mother there?
Yeah, just
Andy? Thanks.
Hello?
Hi. I just wanted to say I must have sounded abrupt this morning when you walked up. I certainly didn't mean to chase you away from the conversation.
No,
I didn't.
No, I was just trying to get the girls out of there.
Oh, you were on your way out anyway,
Yeah. Well, I knew you were busy.
Well, you know, I should have gotten in there a little earlier, I guess, to stand around and visit with people. But Betsy and I started talking about this thing for Friday night, and then after you were gone, I realized, hey, you were gone, and I didn't even get a chance to tell you how pretty your hat was.
Thanks.
Was that new for Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I realized the last time I bought one was with my going away dress.
Oh, really?
Did that date me or something?
Well, I noticed in church this morning at the 11, there was one real pretty red one the lady had on. She had red in her dress.
Uh-huh.
And I think that was the only other one I saw. And I thought, gee, what a good idea. I'm going to have to tell Nancy how nice it looked. Well, anyway, I don't have any business this time. Isn't that nice? No. Oh, things are going pretty well, except I am having trouble with my back.
Oh, what do you care about it?
Well, it's a long story. I didn't really call for this, but there's a possibility I may have to have surgery on it.
Uh-huh.
And I had a CAT scan last week,
uh-huh.
And there is a fragment of disc that's broken off. It's floating around.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor said he thinks it happened months ago. But it has recently lodged on a nerve, and that's why I have some numbness in my leg. I'm not in any pain,
mm-hmm.
but I've got a couple toes that are numb. That's what started all this doctor visiting.
Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not in any danger, and I'm not in any pain right now, but I have to go back. I saw the surgeon last week after the results of the CAT scan came in. The doctor that ordered the CAT scan sent me to a surgeon to talk to him and
uh-huh.
look at me, and he wants to see me again in a week and see if it's any better. It has been getting, the pinched nerve happened about 3 weeks ago, and it has been getting steadily better.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, that's where that is, and I'm not panicked, but I'm not enjoying the idea.
Yeah, I know, it's not very pleasant.
Well,
they take out the part of the, then they take out that piece of
yeah, mm-hmm. Well, we found out in all this, I've got a vertebra that's not formed right. And it doesn't hold the disc like it should. And in incidences in which people have this kind of vertebra, that disc trouble is high.
Mm-hmm.
And so it isn't really anything I've done, although jogging may have worked along with it. Jogging is bad, and they're probably not going to let me do it anymore, and I'm going to go crazy.
What do they have you do? Can you swim?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can do a lot of other, you know. It's the jarring up and down
uh-huh.
about jogging that's bad. And, you know, the jury is still out. It's not certain yet. And, in fact, even if this surgeon, when I go back to him this week, if he recommends surgery, I decide I'm going to get a second opinion, maybe even a third opinion, because I'm not hurting.
Yeah. Yeah. Who are you going to?
Well, the surgeon's name is Dave Neely. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
Not Dave. Byron Neely. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
You know, he's a surgeon, and he just comes into hospital on his visits and comes and sees everybody he knows along with his own patients.
Oh, my
he came
goodness.
He see me when I was in.
Huh.
I'm sure he checked out the records of everyone he knows.
Well.
What's supposed to be going on? He just cracks me up.
Yeah, professional courtesy, I suppose.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that was nice of him to come in and say hello. His name is Clark?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he operated in one of our teacher's lines. And she had
spleen problems. Oh, I see. So he's well-known in the community,
he
I guess.
Is right. Well-known in our little community,
yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you never know when it might come in handy.
I know it. Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. That's not much fun having it hanged over your head, though. Even if they don't decide to operate right now, there's always the possibility.
Well, yeah, that's true, but I'll tell you, I've had enough back trouble in the last few months that not hurting is preferable to hurting with whatever the anxieties are.
Yeah.
You know, my activities aren't really disrupted at all now, except I really can't exercise. They've laid me off that until there's some kind of resolution in some way. So, anyway, but aside from that, we're all fine and kicking. How's everybody over there?
Oh, just fine.
Well, that's
fine
good. Life. When are you all leaving town? Are you going away for the whole summer this year?
No, not for the whole summer, but we're going to go away for a long time and then come back. I think we're going to go north for a month.
Uh-huh.
And then we're going to Europe at the end of summer.
Oh, that's right. I did hear about Europe, too. All four of you this time?
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
I think it'd be nice.
To what part this time? Oh, that, yeah, that'll be beautiful. Is this another meeting?
Yeah, this is the thing that we went to before, actually, that was in Spain.
In Spain, yeah, I remember Spain a couple of years ago.
One that was
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's one advantage of being in your fields.
I know, it is. It's one thing I keep thinking about, too. Whatever I do next is going to be harder.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is a big disadvantage.
Yeah.
I certainly noticed it, especially do I notice it in the summers. Mm-hmm. So sometimes I think I should have gone into academics, too.
Except that that's not to be the right type, I think.
Well, yes, that's true. Right. You also have to be willing to cart it home with you all the time. And I really don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's true. That is an advantage,
isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
When the day's off, they're off.
You just leave it, right. Well, it sounds wonderful about your summer. Are you leaving right away then after school is out on the...
I don't know. We were thinking about waiting a little bit, a week or so.
Uh-huh.
To have a chance to
enjoy vacation a little, yeah.
It's so hard to change immediately.
Sure, yeah, and why should you rush if you have the whole 3 months? Well, sounds very nice. I'm envious.
Yeah.
Well, since the girls aren't in a lot of things together right now, I feel like I never get to visit with you. We'll have to sit over the bridge table sometime soon.
I know. Mary Lisa. Well, it's a good thing she did. She had some... Actually, there's sore ribs, but they're somehow, I think, from coughing.
Oh, for heaven's sakes, the poor thing.
12 around her. I thought she had a tumor. I came unglued with that. That was all the swelling.
Oh.
I went flying up, you know.
Out to the doctor,
yeah. Five, and the doctor, and they looked at me like,
take it easy, lady.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I would have been alarmed, too. I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah, you said it was where the cartilage joins the rib.
Gosh, she must be coughing something awful.
Well, she's not as bad this year as she has been other years.
And so why this year, huh?
She's not taking cough syrup.
Oh, uh-huh.
So it does a fairly decent.
Don't know why then this swelling. Yeah, it does seem a little strange.
I don't know, but she had been complaining about running in PE, you know, and I was thinking, well, she's usually good about running. I mean, she's not wild about it, but she doesn't.
Does it, yeah.
She's not one of these kids that complains.
Uh-huh.
You know, really tries to get
right.
Things like that. I wonder what this is. And then we tried to start running again. And the first few times, she just beat me all up. And the second... You know, she couldn't run. And I thought, maybe she's tired today.
And so that's what it turned out to be. Yeah. Well, is it better now?
Yeah, it's getting better.
Well, that's good.
She's missing PE this week. So
oh, well, she probably doesn't mind terribly about
that.
I
know, I wish she had Berkey instead of Diaz.
Oh.
I think Berkey knows her well enough to know when she...
That she's not a goof-off, yeah.
Always, you know, when I told him she had sports. Turned to somebody and said, there's another one.
Huh.
I mean, you just don't... Usually when a parent comes to tell you something, you're not going to...
You don't make jokes about it, yeah. Oh, that must just be his personality.
Yeah.
Huh.
Well,
it seems like we all have our crosses to bear in one way or another, don't we?
I know, they're young now.
Right, yeah.
We're just hitting our prime, Kay.
Yeah, that's right. Getting better, isn't that what they say?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Well,
thanks. Yeah, I certainly hope I can get out of this without surgery. So keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
If you hear a scream over here, that'll be me getting the bad news.
Well, let us know, you know, if it comes a time when you need help.
Well, thanks. If it happens, I may, but I'm hoping it'll be a long way down the road anyway. Well, good to chat with you for a few minutes. You take it easy.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Hello?
Linda. Oh, good. You're still there. This is Kay Hopper.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Just a minute. Okay.
Okay, she is still there. All right, good.
Yeah. Hello?
Hi, Linda. This is Kay Hopper.
Hi.
I'm sorry, but I didn't write it down and I've forgotten. Is it you today and me tomorrow picking up?
I couldn't remember either. I don't know if we arranged anything.
Oh, maybe we didn't. Well, what's best for you doesn't matter to me.
Well,
I'll tell you, it might be slightly better for me to go today if that would work out for you.
Okay, yeah, that might be better for me, too.
Oh, all right.
And I'll pick up tomorrow.
Sounds real good.
Okay.
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 Right, talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Hello?
Hey.
Yes.
Betty.
Oh, hi. Didn't even recognize your voice.
Christine Scoliosis doctor called here.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah?
He said something about having some test results, and he was going to... I didn't talk to him. Eugene did, but hang on just a minute. Let me let you talk to her.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, Jane. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, pretty good. Yeah. I'll bet it was Dr. McCarron that called,
yeah,
was it?
That was him.
Oh, that's about her... urological test that she had. Did he just call?
Yeah, he just called a few minutes ago and he said it wasn't urgent. He just had some results for you.
Oh.
And that he was going to be in and out all day and he was going to call back.
Okay.
So, you may want to try and catch him at the office.
Yeah, I'm going to try right away.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for calling. I'll see you later.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Hello, this is Kay Hopper. I just missed a call from Dr. McCarron about Christine's tests, and I'm
okay.
Real anxious to hear the...
Hold on.
Sure, thank you.
Hello?
Dr. McCarron,
yeah.
This is Kay Hopper.
Hi, Miss Hopper. How you doing?
Well, fine.
I just wanted to let you know I went by and looked at Christie's X-ray
yes.
Friday. Well, I guess it was Saturday when I saw him.
Uh-huh.
But they look real good.
Oh, good.
Her video cystogram was normal. She does not reflux. She emptied very well. And her kidneys look beautiful. So the infection I think she's had is all secondary to the lower urinary tract problem, which is more of a bladder than a kidney problem.
Good.
But it is, I think our next step is we are, you know, she did have that protease infection.
Uh-huh.
And I think the next step is we do need to cystoscope her. But that should be done, in my opinion, on, you know, well, 12 years old, that has to be done. That can be done as an outpatient, but it should be done under short anesthetic so they don't hurt or have any discomfort.
Well, okay.
And in the meantime, is she still on the Bactrim?
I think it's gone now.
Okay, she really ought to stay on that until we get this completed, because if she don't, it'll flare right back up on her.
Oh, really?
And if it flares up, then we've set herself back. You really shouldn't do any of these studies while she's off medicine. Yeah, you know, she should stay on the Bactrim until we know we've got the infection under control and the workup completed.
Okay. Well, Dr. McCarron, I'm taking her this morning for her six-month appointment with Dr. Lowry, and she's having a fit because this is her first, this is her fifth day, I mean, to miss school, and she says after this she's going to be in big trouble. She is not going to want to go take any more tests. At least
well,
not...
We can wait and do it after school. There's no hurry.
After school's out, you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, you can. But it means
well,
you gotta stay on medication.
See, I don't really want to have her on the Bactrim all that time. How late in the day can we do that?
You don't want to give a general anesthetic late in the day, huh? That's not smart. Children should be done first thing in the morning. Maybe 1 o'clock at the latest. We could do it maybe some Friday afternoon, but that still would be she'd have to go in, you know, late morning. So the best we could do would be do it on a Friday.
Uh-huh.
And maybe do it around 1 o'clock or so, but I don't think you ought to do it general anesthetic. Because, see, they have to go without anything to eat or drink all day. At 12 years old, that's no fun. I think it would preferably ought to be in the morning or at the latest 1 or 1:30 in the afternoon, but that's about the latest.
Okay, well, how much danger would there be? How much do you advise against staying on the Bactrim? Let's say it'd be another 5 or 6 weeks, I guess, till school is out.
I think that would be preferable than getting another infection.
So you don't think it'd do her any long-term damage to stay
well,
on the Bactrim?
Well, we have been gone for years, huh?
Okay,
I
well, let's...
that's the way you treat the problem.
Okay, let's do that then, and we'll schedule the test for as soon as school is out. I'll
we
find
could just,
out.
You could cut her down. How is she taking... Is that a liquid or a pill she's on?
It's a pill.
She's been taking how many of them?
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know.
Does she do the taking, or...
Yeah, she's real reliable about those things.
Well, I had her taking two of them twice a day. She can cut that down to one twice a day.
One twice a day. Okay. I think she needs a new prescription.
Okay, where do you want to call it?
Not consumers. It's Peoples now on Pack Saddle, please.
Peoples on Pack Saddle.
Right.
Okay. And we need to keep her on it until... And you don't want to do it till school is out now, is that right?
Well, I'll check with her, but we just talked about this morning, and I think that's what she's going to want.
Who is she going to see today?
Tim Lowry.
Yeah, that'd be right here in the building.
Right, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking to stop by your office, but this is better.
All righty, well, we'll call her in the Bactrim enough where we'll give her about 30 at a time, and she she should stay on one twice a day.
Okay.
Until we get the workup completed, and, you know, May is a long way around the corner. When's school out?
I think that they go through the end of May this year, maybe even a day or two in June.
You might talk to her. I might have my nurse call you in a few days and see if she wants to move it up and get it done, so she, because after we do it, then we can get her off the medication, I would say, within 10 days, 2 weeks. But she really should stay on it until we get the infection.
Right.
Until we get it all completed. Because what she needs is her bladder looked into with a cystoscope. If the opening is too small, and that's usually what it is, we dilate that. And if it's too small, a lot of times you make a little thing called a meatoplasty, where it's a couple little stitches or three in there that we can enlarge that opening so it doesn't go back down and happen again in a year or 2 years from now.
Uh-huh. Okay, how long is the cystoscope? How long an appointment will that be?
You mean under the anesthetic?
To get that test, uh-huh.
I'm not sure I understand your question. You mean the time you do it till we do it, or the actual...
When she goes in to have the procedure done, how much time is that going to take?
A whole couple, 3 hours.
By the time
she goes in, has it done, wakes up, ran, said, and goes home, you're looking at 3 hours.
Okay, and she's probably not going to be any good to go back to school that day.
I would not try to go to school that day, no.
Okay.
No, you'd have to take the day off.
Well, that's all the more reason I think she's going to want to wait until school's out.
Wait until school's out.
How do I schedule that? Do I
you
do it...
call my nurse and tell her you're ready, and she'll be taken care of.
Okay.
Okay?
All right, thanks a lot, Dr. Okay. McCarron. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello?
Hello, is Mary Lise there?
Just a moment. Mary! Hello?
Mary Lise, this is Christine.
Hi.
I needed to know if you had today's English homework. Mr. Van Hill said I had to call somebody and get it.
No, I finished it. I did it in math. Because he gave us time to do our math homework.
So you did your English.
Homework.
Okay.
So I did both.
Let's see. Well, I'll call Teresa.
Okay.
Yeah, well, thanks anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Bye. There's only 12 sentences.
Hmm?
There's only 12 sentences. So
oh, good. I hope you don't mind that my father may be using this conversation for something. I just now realized he's got a tape recorder on the telephone.
What's he doing that for?
I have no idea. Well.
Some of his speech or something like that?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Is Teresa there?
Yes, Teresa.
This is Christine.
Hi.
I wondered if you had today's English homework. Ms. Van Hill said I ought to get it from somebody.
I don't have it. I did it in school.
I just called Mary Lise and she did hers at school, too.
Wow, that's fine.
Everybody did theirs at school.
Okay.
Okay, well, I guess I'll have to find somebody else.
Okay.
See you tomorrow. This is Christine.
Hi.
Hi. I want to know if you had today's English homework.
English?
English, yeah. Ms. Van Hill asked me to get it from somebody. This is diagramming?
No, whatever the directions say to do.
Okay.
And then E, 1, 3, 7, and 9.
Hold it. 7 and 9, okay.
And then F, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Okay, is that it?
And in social studies we're having a test tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard about that, but he said it's going to be a real short one.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to reread the chapter tonight.
Yeah. He didn't really give us a study.
Hmm?
He didn't give us a, you know, a review or anything.
Did he? What did y'all do today?
Well, we talked a little bit about the chapter, and kind of, like, he just asked us questions that might be on the test, and he told us what was going to be coming up, and when our book reports were due.
When are they due?
Friday.
Friday, okay. No sweat, that's when my science reports due. Okay, well, thanks, I appreciate it.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello. Hello?
This is the friend Pullet Austin High School, notifying you with this recorded message that your child was reported absent from school today. Since there is now a state law which denies credit after a student is absent 5 times from a class, we wanted to be sure to notify you officially of today's absence. Please call the school at 474-5956 if you have any questions or any information for us. That's 474-5956. Thank you.
Interesting, huh? Hello?
Hello. Brian?
Yeah.
I was wondering, do you have any books on Russia?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I have one. I might have more.
You might. You think it might be possible?
Oh, sure.
For me to borrow them?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah, I have one, and I have the Durant series, and I don't know if it has anything on Russia in it.
Oh, God. You have the whole Durant series?
Yeah. In a box in my closet.
Well, that's what Coach Patrick...
I'm sure he'd love it. One of them must have something. I'll take a short index search someday.
Yeah, how far up does it go?
I'm not sure exactly, but it's not past... It doesn't protrude into the century.
Oh.
I don't... I'm pretty sure at least... The Oriental one protrudes barely into the century.
Well, then the Durant series won't be any help.
I have the other books on the Russian Revolution. It all depends, because, like... The later the series goes, the more modern they're being written. Like, the first one's all in the Orient, and it goes right up to the present date, but since that was the first book, when it was written, the present date was about 1925.
Yeah.
But the other book I have is on the Russian Revolution.
Who's it by?
Let me go see. I have to find it on my bookshelf.
Okay.
Hang on. Hello?
Hello.
By this schmuck named Stanley W. Page.
Okay, I could use that.
It's edited by him.
I have a book, which is wonderful, on the Russian Revolution by Robert Goldston.
And?
I was just hoping that wasn't it.
Ah, I see.
But it's great. I used his first paragraph of the book as my introductory paragraph.
Yeah. Did you put big quotation marks on it?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I took it word for word. It's great. But I'm sure you don't want to hear about it.
I don't really want to hear it anyway.
Yeah. Where were you today?
Well, I was here.
Any particular reason?
No, not any particular reason.
Just didn't want to go?
It amounted to that. I didn't feel great, but I didn't feel miserable either.
That's like what I did a couple of days ago.
And there wasn't shit that I was going to do. I figured I could work on my research paper if I stayed home, so it all balanced out.
What research paper?
For English.
I don't want to deal with that one yet. Let's get over this garbage. I hate general papers.
Like, write about Russia for 5 right,
well,
for 50.
Write about Russia's geography, economy, politics, and
arts and stuff.
Society from 1917 to present.
Mm.
Yeah. 40 pages is what he says. He says 25 pages, very well written, will give you a B-.
So you're working hard on it.
Yes, at first he said, you know, 12 pages minimum.
Yeah.
And I figured that was not going to be too long, and then says for C-, B-. he announced this all today.
No, he's been saying that.
Well, but I figured 15 pages would be a fee.
Yeah.
Well, let's see.